Concho with Anna DeBlantis right here, 720 WGN. Now, the city of Chicago is being overrun by rats. I hate to tell the people on Michigan Avenue this. That's a bad thing.
Broadcasting it to all the tourists.
As soon as I said that, everybody looked down at their feet. It was bad.
Yeah, like, where are they? Where are they?
City crews can no longer, do you know this? No longer use dry ice to kill the rats?
I knew they had changed the way they were doing it.
Use all means necessary.
Terminate with extreme prejudice.
Mm-hmm.
The number of complaints about rats soared 30% between November and February, compared with the same period a year ago. It's 30%, and it was already bad. It was already BADD bad.
Right, let's just go with it. It was already kind of a problem.
Yeah,
kind of a problem.
Yeah, and now we went up 30% from that. A new poster with a more realistic depiction of a rat than featured on the city warning posters may be behind some of those increased complaints.
What, a new picture that looked realistic, and so that's why people called?
Yes, this is according to
what, people didn't know what rats looked like before?
I don't understand.
Oh, I didn't know that was a rat.
Oh, that's what we're looking for.
I should call and complain.
Streets and Sand spokesman Sarah McGann. A new poster that has this more realistic depiction, I guess, because they had like a cartoonish rat
on
the old poster.
Right, I remember that one. It was like a sketch. Yeah. Almost like one of those courtroom sketch artists kind of did the
right.
And it was like highlighted yellow.
It was like Ronnie the Rat. And it was like, Ralphie. Ralphie the Rat. Like a cartoon character. He's Ralphie the Rat. And he's like, you know, waving up there. And he's like, hey, do you see me in the alley? If you do, you might want to call.
Right.
Yeah, but he did have red eyes.
Eating a piece of cheese.
Right. Right. Hey, isn't cheese delicious? Right. And now they put up a rat that looks like it got bubonic plague.
Oh, good.
It's like a rat that's coughing.
Classic propaganda.
Yeah. And so now it's bad for the rat community. They're trying to get so people. McGann says that we've seen this sort of outreach work.
The outreach, okay.
Yeah.
Well,
prejudice against rats. They're reaching out. They're like rioting over this.
Now, despite the increased complaints, the city's 18 rodent fighting crews responded to 76% of the complaints within 5 days.
Oh, that's great. What a response rate.
Yes, but the rats are, you know, 5 days later, you're like, what? The rats are like, hey, we've done everything
we've moved on.
They've tripled in size by then.
Ugh, gross.
They are pretty big. If you see them, they're just...
I just hate rats.
I know. Something about them.
The new signs show like it's like a... Oh, well. It makes the rats' claws look very, like, bad.
Oh.
So that's good. That makes it all, like, kind of bad. City of Chicago, don't feed the rats. If rats can't feed, they can't breed.
Who would ever?
Why does everybody have to be like Jesse Jackson? Why is everybody? Now, if
or
rats
Dr.
can't
Seuss.
Feed, then they can't breed. Yeah, it's a Dr. Seuss. That's again, it's too cute.
We've yeah, they need rat. To they need to uncute the whole messaging campaign.
Yeah, it should be like, don't get rabies.
Decutify the rat.
Aim for them with your car.
Right. Oh, they can never hit him with their car. It's like a pigeon.
I live in the kind of a very restaurant heavy area, and you see the little black boxes with the big rat hole in them all over that are supposed to draw the rats
baiting,
on in there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that even kind of grosses me out, looking at that as you walk around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially if you see, like, his legs sticking out.
Oh. I mean, I don't even look in there, but I just
no,
know.
No, but he's supposed to be sticking out. You'll know if there's a rat in there because it's longer than the box.
The hard part about not feeding the rats, what was the rhyme again? Don't feed and they won't breed? Or
if rats can't feed, they can't breed.
But I want to know, who would actually like feed a rat?
Well, they don't, but they eat everything. They even eat dog poop. I mean, they will eat anything.
Throw some bread its way.
Come here, little rat.
Nobody does that.
No.
Oh, no, there's some crazy people out there that probably
there are.
But I think the point is that if you leave stuff out, like you got to pick up dog poop.
Because yeah,
that's a big deal for them.
That's rat food.
They love that. That's their thing.
Medium rare for them.
And that's so gross. It just makes them grosser.
Ew.
And then, of course.
By the way, I hope everybody's enjoying dinner.
No, right. Perfect time for
the story. I just pulled up the rat poster. They made the rat too skinny. Its mouth is open. It looks like it's going to attack you. And it's, like you said, got really big claws. But, like, the rats in Chicago are way thicker than that.
Thicker. I like the way you said
I like my rat thick. I want thick.
With two C's.
No, I say thick.
Well, because they're not hungry, you know? They're well fed.
Well, that's what they're saying.
Remember this? Michael Jackson's love song to a rat. Big hit in the early 1970s from the movie Ben.
Ben, the two of us need look no more. We both found what we were looking for. With the friend to come my own, I'll never be alone. And you, my friend, will see you got a friend in me.
It's not actually it's the ode to Ben. Was the boy, the little boy who had the rat problem. Willard was the rat.
Nice job hitting the post, though.
Thank you very much.
That was nice.
Oh, that's great.
That's early 1970s music, man. I can hit all that.
So have we explained why they don't use the dry ice anymore? That that's not acceptable anymore? They have some kind of an EPA.
You know what rats love? Chicken bones. I threw some chicken bones in the trash, took it on my buddy's, threw it on his deck. Within like 10 minutes, we heard rats scouring around his deck. They love big chicken bone, guys.
So they should put, and what's with the EPA and the
EPA and the Department of Public Health was trying to approve whether or not the dry ice was allowable, and they think they gave them the big no.
Well, see, I thought they went with the dry ice because it was more environmentally friendly, right? Originally, that's what the city was saying. They're going to stick the dry ice down in ditches and sewers. And
right, the city was saying they suffocates put them. Well, the city was saying they put them to sleep, and then the animal rights people said, well, they're being suffocated, so it's cruel.
They're rats!
I know!
When your kid gets the plague,
they could chew through the side of a house.
Right. Oh, they're so cute. And you're thinking, and you're like, who's going to feed them? Those morons are going to feed
them. Maybe put some water out for them. It's hot out this.
Oh, gosh.
It's a little warm.
I want them all to go to the farm.
Little rats. Yeah, put them all at the farm.
Right.
Get rid of
them. You know what we need to do? You need to hire United Airlines to handle this problem.
They're on it, man.
offer up some free tickets to all the rats.
Right.
Anytime you guys go anywhere you want.
Well, you wonder, why do they choose Chicago with our, you know, cold winters? The rats, why do they stay here?
We got great
here?
Food. Great food here.
Why don't they go?
Yes, for the restaurants.
Oh, that's true.
The fine dining in the alleys.
Yes,
they
exactly.
do say that's the biggest problem. It's like, secure your garbage.
That is a big deal.
Because there's some good pickings out there in the, as Kevin suggests, with our great restaurants. Close your bins.
Well, the city used to have open garbage cans, right? I mean, that was the first mistake we had for years and years and years. We had these big old metal open garbage cans in the alleys, and people would just throw whatever it was. And you know, there were people that would just throw anything in it. It didn't even matter. They wouldn't even put it in a plastic bag. And then the plastic bag, they go, oh, please don't use the plastic bag because a dolphin is choking on it in the middle of the Pacific. You're like, shut
it's
up!
So hard.
This has nothing
track.
To do with what's happening here right now. We're being run over by rats.
I know, and they're disease-carrying critters. They're just, ugh.
I don't care about the dolphin in the middle of the Pacific right now at this very moment because my bag, my bag that I've just thrown into the garbage here, that is not going to the Pacific Ocean. That is going to some landfill that is owned by a cousin of a city alderman somewhere.
Well, if you visit the Shedd Aquarium, they do say the Mississippi carries our little plastic bags down to the Gulf and that turtles eat them and think they're jellyfish and then they die. So I'm just trying to tell you. I've been
to
the Shedd Aquarium recently and that's what I learned.
Fine. You know what you need to do? You need to go out and we need to tell that to the rats. We need to put our garbage in the streets and let the rats eat it and then see what happens. Then you got a rat with bubonic plague that's going to cough on you and the next thing you know.
Yeah, which one's worse?
You're like, it's like some scene from Romeo and Juliet. Who needs this crap?
So they're encouraging homeowners and restaurants, keep your garbage contained.
Yes.
Keep neighborhood dog owners, pick up after your pets. A couple of things the city's telling you to look out for.
Some of these pets can probably take down some dogs in this neighborhood.
Oh, I know.
Some little dogs.
So
watch out where you're walking.
You should worry, yes. If you have a little chihuahua or something.
Should we get more cats maybe on the streets?
No cats.
You know? Take care of this rat problem.
Wait, I gotta read this. I love this part. Crews put dry ice, frozen carbon dioxide, by the way, in case anybody wants to know what dry ice actually is.
I love those in martinis.
Into rat burrows. See? You'll have it in a martini, and no one from PETA's upset about that.
No, they're not going after Violetta.
Nice touch to a Cosmo.
Into rat burrows and sealed the holes with dirt and newspaper. See, that's all the newspaper's good for now, right? Is that it?
Tribune or Sun-Times.
Yeah. As the dry ice warmed into a gas, it suffocated the trapped rats, leaving them to decompose in the holes away from the people. Which is good, because you don't want them, you know, while I'm doing that. And so then PETA objected to the lethal technique.
Classic PETA.
With a representative telling DNA Info that the rodents deserve our protection.
What? The whole idea of this program was to eliminate them. How are you going to eliminate them if you're not killing them?
They deserve our protection.
I'm not sure we people got on board on that campaign.
I think everybody should spay and neuter their rat.
Oh, God.
Take them in.
Oh, yuck. I'm an animal lover, but oh, boy, not rats.
Now, in college, I had a rat in psychology, right? You have to have a rat. You have to train a rat. That was a thing.
Oh.
Did it listen
white,
to you?
White lab rats.
Mm-hmm.
And
with the red eyes,
yeah. Ugh. But I gotta tell you something, he was lovely,
a cool little
he
rat.
Was absolutely lovely.
Did you pet him?
Yeah, you know, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
what'd you feed him?
You'd feed him? Well, we fed them like crackers and water, that's how we got, and sugar cubes or something.
That was part of the experiment,
yeah. And then
did they like sugar or crackers better?
They hit a bell, and then they would like do something.
Oh,
you put them through the maze,
Yeah, put them through the maze to find the the cheese or the tuna or whatever the hell we were using.
Hmm.
I would have withdrawn from that class. I can't.
I did, actually. But not too late. I still didn't because I
withdrawn or kicked out of
it? I was, I didn't show up for a lot of classes. It's a little bit of an issue.
A mutual parting of ways.
Yes. I had a disagreement with the scheduler.
Conscious uncoupling?
Yes.
8 in the morning. Are you nuts?
I know. That was my problem. Nuts. My first semester of college, they set me up for like a 7:30 and 8:30 class. I'm like, excuse me. Have you met me? I'm going to grow up to do afternoon drive. I do not get up at 7:30 in the morning. And so I missed a few classes, like all but three. But I passed the course anyway. And I still have nightmares about this. But, I mean, I think my rat saved me, actually. Because I showed up at night to train the rat.
You kind of fell for this rat. Like, you felt a sense of obligation?
I did, and I think it felt a sense of obligation to me, too.
You bonded with the rat. I'm surprised.
You should go talk to the rats on the city's
I know you people.
Streets. Yeah. Yes, I'm one of you.
I'm one of you.
I understand.
I helped raise one of you.
And then go take your bell and train them to stay out of our houses and restaurants.
Yeah. Walk up and down the alleys with your bell. See
I'm
if you can
you.
Be like the Pied Piper and get them out of here.
I want to see who this...
Row just walking up and down the alleys of Chicago.
Rat. I have sugar cubes.
Me.
I have sugar cubes.
And I have chicken bones.
See which
chicken
one they like.
And sugar cubes. Come with me, rat.
Be a great experiment. Yeah. Certainly would attract some attention to you, but
I could wear those.
You'd be arrested.
I could wear like shoes that look like rat feet.
Mm-hmm. And then PETA would be like, please start suffocating them again in the holes.
I'm going to lead them all to the PETA lady's house.
Give that man some dried ice.
Right.
We're putting them to sleep. We're not suffocating them. Kids, for all the kids listening.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it was really... all right, so when I was a kid, I guess I can tell the story now. So
what?
The statute of limitations is over.
It's passed, all right.
It's not so when
I, when sounds I, damaging.
When I was in high school, there a friend of mine and I grew up together, who's now a rather famous politician in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
We went out to Morton Grove and bought pellet guns because we couldn't buy them in the city.
Mm-hmm.
And then we came back, and on successive weekends, like in the fall of 1980, we went into these alleys on the near north side and tried to shoot rats. And can I tell you something?
Oh, gosh.
They're not easy to hit. Like, we were, like, firing at these things, and then they would like look back at you like, is that all you got? They like catch it in their
teeth.
They're
not afraid of anything.
No.
There
was
just
nothing.
Not.
We just couldn't. And we couldn't figure out what the point. Then like after 2 weeks of like thinking that we were doing something that was kind of interesting and urban and industrious, we gave up on it. We went and took the pellet guns back and traded them back in.
Did you ever hit
for tennis
a
balls?
Rat?
I don't think so. I honest to God don't think we ever hit a single rat.
I actually know people that still do this on their just front steps, you know?
Yeah.
Sitting around waiting for a rat to come.
Yeah. But they're hard to hit. At least they were hard because we bought pistols. If you got the little like .22 kind of pellet rifle.
Yeah, they have an inch. Yeah.
Yeah. Or they have an AK-47.
So there's something a little bit bigger
depends
than
on where you are.
Something like that, yeah. One of them's bound to hit it.
Even if you fire a gun, I mean, it's, you know, you're Of course, you fire a gun in the city, and people just keep walking.
They're like, whatever, yeah, nothing like, to see here.
Yeah. But it's, I don't know. I just think that that's a...
Texter says, don't you remember when the city of Chicago offered money in exchange for turning in dead rats? I do not remember that.
We should get cats and lions, actually. That are, cats. You know, pumas or something to wander the streets.
Bobcats? I don't know.
I mean, you would imagine...
Well, that's what the coyotes, they said. Don't they eat rats?
I hope. I mean, they're going to be here. They also, but the problem is that they'll also eat your chihuahua, and that's a problem.
That's where we
a coyote comes back home with a black eye. That rat just beat me up.
It's a good effort.
Right, that's bad. The coyote community. That's when the one coyote has to go off on his own because he couldn't get the rat. All right. Well, we wish everybody the best of luck in the rat world.
Yeah. Well, not in the rat world.
Follow me, rats. I once tried to kill you with a pellet gun. But then I raised one of you. I raised one of you all the way to almost 6 months old while I was in college. And it saved my entire college career. Come with me, rats. Follow me.
They could be relatives of your rat, too. So,
yeah, they got the white rats, the cute ones in college. You know,
very different.
Right. It's a very different thing. Why is the rat smarter than the mouse? I don't even, why? And when I said, I'm like, we're kind of wasting space here. If we got mice, it would be much easier.
True. I had pet mice. They were very fun.
All right, Violetta Potter-Meck's got the WGN Traffic Trouble Spots.